The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Mike wants to get his wife Janice for her birthday, and they're having a little tailgate party at the house to watch the Patriots game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call Janice and make her think that the tailgate is even bigger than just the 10 people they had agreed on.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Mike.
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, just calling from Saturday Place. Catering, just ready for the big game this weekend. We got some food coming your way. Just want to make sure everything was all set.
Awesome. Yay, okay.
Yeah, he's got a couple of our 6-foot sandwiches. We got all the side salads, you know, potato salad, all that stuff. We got food for about 100. Is that good?
I'm sorry, what?
You got food for about 100 is what he said here.
No, I think somewhere an extra zero got put on there.
Okay, it's, you know, already paid for.
So I'm not understanding what you're saying. 100 people?
Yeah.
And it's already been paid for?
Yeah.
And who paid for it?
Says paid in full here, Mike. Mike took care of everything.
There's no way. Something's not right.
We'll check our order here. Let me go back and we'll check. We'll give you a call back on that then.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks so much.
Hello?
Hey, trying to find Mike?
Oh, he's not here right now. Can I take a message?
This is Rob from the Patriots Pro Shop here.
Uh-huh.
I got his order, but he had not written down how many of each jersey he wanted. We got the Tom Brady jerseys. We got some Gronk jerseys. We got the Edelman jerseys.
Like shirts?
Yeah, yeah. We got you the bulk rate because you got over 50 jerseys, so they're just $60 a piece. And I'll throw in some koozies and some keychains, bumper stickers and stuff because you guys spent so much.
No, this needs to be canned. This is not, no.
Well, those need to be picked up the day
50,
before.
50 jerseys? Like, I don't, you know what? I'm down with a cold right now. I can't deal with it. There is no way. Something is not right.
Did you want the home or away?
I want it far away. Far away from my house.
So you won't be picking those up? Is Mike going to be picking those up then?
Nobody's picking those up.
Well, they've already been ordered, so, I mean, somebody's got to come pick them up here.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't care who picks them up, but it isn't going to be from this house. Have they been? No money has been exchanged for these, right?
Oh, yeah, no, we got half down already. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Half down?
Everybody's going to look really great.
Oh, my God.
Is Mike not there?
I need to talk to Mike. No, he's not. I want my money. No.
What size jersey did you need, ma'am?
Credit card. No, you listen to me. The only credit card he could have put that on is mine, in my name, and it was not authorized. So y'all better fix this, or you're going to be hit with a lawsuit of fraud.
If you could have Mike give us a call, then that'd be great.
You know what? Mike ain't calling nobody.
Oh,
Mike evidently calling you caused this. Mike will not be calling back. Hello?
Hey, trying to find Mike.
Oh, my God. So am I. This is his wife.
Hey, this is Bob Sugar. I'm Troy Brown's agent. Troy Brown, former Patriot.
Oh my God. What have you done?
We just had to confirm Troy's arrival time, and he has a strict one-hour policy. He'll sign and do the meet and greet with Troy Brown, former Patriot great, number 80.
My husband didn't even like him.
Just needs to check, because we need the other half of the $2,000 that we already have.
Well, you know what? Here's what you can do. You can return that $1,000, like, immediately, because if you look in your records, it was paid with a credit card. And that name on the credit card is not Mike. It is my credit card, and it was not authorized. You committed fraud.
I have the contract right here, and basically all I need you to do is show me the money. Can you say that? Show me the money?
Don't care.
Show me the money!
So, Janice, you're looking forward to the big football game?
Yeah, you know what? I am not looking forward to nothing. I am sick. I have a fever. I am putting up. You would not believe the call. I'm just whatever.
Are you ready for the big birthday you got coming up, too?
What? My birthday? I don't. What? How do you know about my birthday?
You know, Janice, Mike called us here at WROR. This is Brian Bell.
And for what?
Mike just wanted to get you a Brian Bell Buster for your birthday.
Oh, my God.
Thought he might mess with you a little bit.
All these calls were... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All these calls were fake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna...
Don't worry.
In my head, we were up to $8,000. And I didn't even like any of the 12 friends he was inviting. Oh, my God. He is in... Oh.
So happy birthday.
It's fake.
Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, yes.
And you're have so a great
very,
tailgate.
Very welcome.
Yeah. Go Pats.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys. Yay.
And feel better.
I will. Thank you so much.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.